You may be seated. Joshua chapter 5. Keys to walking in the supernatural power of God. There are three steps you need to know about when you talk about the supernatural power of God. One step is faith. Another is the anointing. And the third is the glory. Faith, a measure of faith, a measure of the anointing, but then there is the glory. Now, few know how to shift from the anointing to the glory. The glory is when God manifests himself and takes over, and all you have to do is ride. And so I'm expecting a shifting in here today, in these few moments, that the glory of God would come upon this service, and God would act in his own will, in his own way, how he wanted to carry it out. But that's the supernatural, and that cannot be understood or cooperated with unless you know how to take your shoes off. And so we're going to look at some instances of people taking their shoes off in the Bible. Matter of fact, the two texts was Joshua and Moses. And Moses' mom took her shoes off, in essence, because they was killing all the babies, and Moses' mom hid him. Well, she put her life on the line. And I read something more in that text, the first chapter, because we're not going there, but I read that it was Moses' sister who told Pharaoh's daughter that she go get a maid to take care of the baby, and the woman ended up taking care of her own baby. But that happened because she took her shoes off. Here in the fifth chapter of Joshua, the 13th verse, and it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, nay, I'm not for either one, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth. And what? And did worship. And said unto him, what says my Lord unto his servant? Now, worship is a powerful weapon. What I said? You know, the Bible says in John 4:24, they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. But you can get to worshiping God by yourself, and he'll manifest. If you never experience it, just you know, hide by yourself sometime. Just say, I thank you. I praise you. I honor you. It's something about worshiping God. And here Joshua, first of all, Joshua showed us that he was a worshiper, and he knew how to get on his face. I don't know if you've ever been on your face before. I'm talking about literally on your face before God, stretched out on your face. Say, God, you the one, and I yield to you. If you never had that experience, praise God. If you never had that experience of getting on your face before God, I mean your nose to the rug. I'm not talking about, you know, I'm not talking about just standing on your feet and say, God, you're good. I'm talking about hitting the floor. I'm talking about what I said. I'm talking about hitting the floor. I see some of y'all never been on the floor. I see some of y'all never been on the floor. Sometimes we're too proud to get on the floor. But you put your face down before God and know how to worship him. And then you can get into a deeper dimension of the realm of the spirit. That's a way of humbling in yourself. Anyway, we see what Joshua did. And it seemed, before you're going to have the privileges of taking your shoes off, you're going to have to know how to worship. And you're going to have to know how to get on your face before God. It's because it's a spiritual depth that has to be orchestrated first before you can be trusted with the glory of God. The glory of God is all that he is, all that he can do. He's omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. God is. He's all powerful. He's everywhere at the same time. So I see here, the Lord showing me as I talk, that there's something about worship. Worshiping God. There's something about getting on your face before God. There are certain places you got to go before you get to the other place. So you will not know how to take your shoes off if you haven't worshiped. You will not know that God is about to take you to another level. You can go only so far without worship. What I said? All right, I'm dealing with verse 14 because I got stuck there. The Lord showed me that. Worship has to be in place. And said unto him, what says my Lord unto his servant? I'm at the end of verse 14. You see what he did? He shifted into his position of being a servant. And the captain of the Lord of hosts said unto Joshua, after he had worshiped. Now, these statements you need to underline in your Bible because I'm going to clarify them today. Loose thy shoe from off thy foot. Loose thy shoe from off thy foot. Now, it probably was literal, but yet there's some spiritual insight in taking your shoes off. For the place where thou standest is holy. Now the end of this verse also bear record here. And Joshua did so. Now some people, God might have told them to take their shoes off, but they didn't did so. I know what I said, they didn't did so. See. And so therefore the experience that God wanted to bring them in spiritually, they couldn't go with their own shoes on. It's a humbling factor. I remember going to Apostle Freeman's house, and everybody took their shoes off. I took my shoes off, but I got around there and I saw his father-in-law had his shoes still on. So I said to Freeman, I said, why he still got his shoes on? I know it was his father-in-law, you know. I said, I could have kept my shoes on. My wife and I went to Fred Price's house a long time ago, and we were headed, he was showing us the house, and we got to some white carpet. Fred said, hold up. They said, I'm just playing. You remember that? But once I get you to see what this is all about, that you move from faith to anointing, but when you take your shoes off, you're on holy ground, and you're about to see a manifestation of the glory of God. You're about to see God do something out of the ordinary for you and through you and by you. And once it happens, you'll never be the same. Nobody have to talk to you about praying. Nobody have to talk to you about praising the Lord. Once you taste and see how sweet and how good the Lord is beyond religion, beyond going to church, but having a personal experience. What I said? Yes, when you take your shoes off, you're about to have a personal experience with the supernatural power of God, undeniable, by any situation. I wish the church would say amen. That experience belongs to every child of God. See, once you taste it, nobody have to call you up. Nobody have to wake you up, because you're seeking God at all times. Because you want to get right back there one more time, because it overwhelms you. It blesses you so much. Oh, I see some of y'all that haven't been there. Glory to God, but I'm going to try to get you there. God wants all of his children to come to a point of worship and praise and taking their shoes off. The Holy Ghost would endorse this thing in very, very fast today. He will come in this place very fast today, because it's powerful. It's needful at this time. We need to be more than churchgoers right now. We need to have encounters and experience with God. We need to see God in his majesty. We need to see God moving in a way that no man can stop. We need to see God working in his world that is above this world. Amen. When God tell you take your shoes off, he's preparing you for a supernatural experience. An experience that you cannot explain. Every child of God has to taste the supernatural. Almost saying to the point, I don't know how it happened. I've had so many things happen to me. I don't know how it happened, but I'm thankful. Yes, are you thankful? Yes, don't you get tired of the same old, same old? Don't you want something fresh that God can touch you in a fresh way, and you have a personal experience with God? God show up just for you. He loves you that much, you know. I say he loves you that much. And see, we need to come to the point to know that God loves us that much. God don't just love no preachers. God, you can have an experience with God without a preacher. Once you taste it, there's no holding back, because you're looking for your next moment. Take your shoes off. That means take your own ways off, your own ideas, and let me take you somewhere you've never been before. Let me take you somewhere you can't go without me. I said, let me take you somewhere. How many want to go with it? You ain't got to die to go with it. Yeah, you do. Luke 9:23. Deny yourself, you see. Take up your cross. You got to do that. I'm not talking about physical death, but you got to die in the natural so he can take you. Now, why was he preparing him so much? Jericho was the enemy station. Look in chapter 6 now, and then I'm going to start giving you some apostolic key. What this sermon supposed to do to you. Now, Jericho was strictly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. Second verse, it was the Lord wanted to prepare this boy for. And the Lord said unto Joshua, See in another realm. See the solution. See your answer. See your victory. See your joy in a time of trouble. See your peace. I got you. I'm going to make it happen for you. Look like all the odds against you. Everybody's shutting down on you. God said, but I want you to see I'm going to make it happen for you, because you're my child and because you obeyed me. I'm going to make it happen anyway. It looked like it can't happen, but I specialize in things that can't happen. I have a life for you that is not normal. I have a life for you that is not regular. I have a life for you that does not have a schedule. I have levels I want to bring you to. I have depths I want to take you to. I want you to be overwhelmed with my power. I want you to be able to say in every situation, my God is able. See, but you got to see him do something out of the ordinary. It's all right to have faith. It's all right to be anointed. But you got to taste his glory. You got to see him do something for you that nobody else could do for you. My God is able. It's one thing to be taught. It's another thing to have an experience. Teaching is about, and preaching is about carrying you to an experience. Once you taste it yourself, once he gets you out one time, and you know it personally, your faith and your anointing goes to another level. It's one thing to have secondhand information. Woo, my good God Almighty. You got personal, first-hand information that God did something for me out of the ordinary. Here's what taking your shoes off means. You ready for this? I'm about to carry you. I know you can't handle this by faith. I know you can't handle this by anointing. But I'm about to carry into another realm. You about to see my glory. Once you experience, you never have to guess no more. Your faith take on a new life. Your anointing take on a new life. Once you experience taking your shoes off and seeing the glory of God. May the glory of God hit this place today. May you have an experience while I'm preaching. May you have an experience with God like you never had before. May your situation become midgets in your eyes once you see the glory of God. You may be seated. I'm hearing this. Let me give it to you. That's what God's saying. You've been believing in faith. You've been praying. He said, let me give it to you. What did he say? Let me give it to you. I got it. I got it. You've come far enough. You've come far enough on your own. Let me give it to you. Take your shoes off. You don't have to fight no more. You don't have to pray about this no more. Let me give it to you. How many ready for the experience? Your faith and your anointing is to bring you to this experience where God take over. Miracles, signs, and wonders where God take over. So he said in the second verse, the Lord said to Jairus, see, I have given into our hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of it. I've done it. Now look in Psalm 46:10. Here's another place to take your shoes off. Taking your shoes off is yielding to the Spirit of God and letting God have his way in your life. Here's another way to take your shoes off. We're moving around too much. You can't see him when you're moving like that. You're trying to make something happen on your own. But I heard him say, be still. Be still. You're fretting yourself too much. Be still. And the reason I want you to be still, you can't know me unless you be still. Be still and know that I am God. Watch what he said. I will be exalted among the heathen. And I will be exalted in the earth. I'll see to it. And I'll see to it. I'll be exalted in your life. In your situation. Give me a chance to prove myself to you. Don't you know I can handle it? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I can handle it. He can handle it. God can handle it. What? What? What you dealing with right now? What you been dealing with? Be still. Let me handle it for you. Let me take you somewhere you've never been before. Let me show you something that you have never seen before. Here's what he's saying. Here's some apostolic keys for you to apply this in your life. You want them? You will have to trust me here with all. You will have to trust me here with all. In other words, at this station in your life, if you're going to experience my supernatural power, you got to trust in me with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge me in all your ways and let me direct your path. You got to trust me here. That's what he's saying to Moses. He said it to David when David faced Goliath. He said it to Isaiah in the 6th chapter when Isaiah saw the angel. He said to him, you're on holy ground. Some Christians never get to holy ground because they don't trust him. They're not trained enough. You got to be trained to get here. Now, the atmosphere is becoming impregnated now. I say the atmosphere in here is becoming impregnated now because God wants his children to know about this place called supernatural. The way this world turning now and all the mess they got going on, all the things they are endorsing now and trying to have equal rights with all kind of crap, you better know what you're doing. You can't just come out, I'm a Christian. You better have some evidence. And you can't have evidence without encounter. You can't have evidence by just reading the Bible. Something got to happen to you. Out of the ordinary. Sometimes something nobody else knows got to happen to you. God do something for you privately. Here's another one. You want to make this happen? Yes. I want you to transfer all your rights to me. Give me the freedom to do whatever need to be done right here, right now. Transfer everything over to me. All your problem, all your asset, everything over to me. That's what he means by take your shoes off. He said this to me. Through reverential fear and trembling, I'm about to take you to another level. There's levels you will never see or never reach if you understand the dynamics of taking your shoes off. You're standing on holy ground. That holy ground is a moment where the faith, anointing, and glory have become one. And it's a moment where God about to do something that man can't do. Oh, good God Almighty. Oh, my. Oh, my. Every troublesome thought you have this morning, and everything that has been badgering you, you can let it go if you just take your shoes off. See, your shoes blind you. Your own way got you blind. Eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the thing that God had prepared for them that love him. But he said, but the Spirit revealed. See, when you take your shoes off, it's not by might, nor by power anymore, it's by my Spirit. You're going into another realm. You're going into another category. You're going into another rank. You're going to another level. You brought your shouting to the Lord? The Lord says, impress this on your spirit from his mouth. The time has come for your adventures in life to go to another level. The time has come for your adventures in life to go to another level. Tell somebody next to you what I said. It's in you. You got it. You see, it's my job is to prompt you to walk in it. But there will be new adventures in your life. You will go to new zones and new realms in life like never before. Don't worry about what's going on around you. Don't worry about what's not working right now. They further down the line, I'm going to show you, your problems are your solution. Every problem bring a solution with it. Every obstacle turn into opportunity when you know how to yield and take your shoes off. When you say to God, I can't handle this. He said, who said that? I can't handle this. I need some help. I need some mercy. Yeah. I need some grace. Yeah. That sounds like Hebrews 4:16 do it. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we can find mercy and grace. See, mercy and grace take you to another level. See, when mercy and grace start flowing in your life, good God Almighty, you're unstoppable, undeniable, and you're untrackable. The enemy don't know where you went. See, that's another, oh my goodness. That's another reason he wants you to take your shoes off, that the enemy can't track you no more. He's been tracking you. But once you take your shoes off and get in, see, when God said, when you take your shoes off, you start walking in my shoes. And the enemy cannot track the steps of God. You see it? Huh? See, you leave tracks. Where's she going? I can't find her no more. Where's she going? Where's she at? I wanted to bring some sickness to her, but I can't find her. I wanted to cause a problem in our marriage, but I can't find her. Where she went? You see it? Do you see it? Come on, talk to me here. Talk to me. Are you seeing this? You seeing it? Your shoes are trackable. Why that same thing keep coming back? Why you keep having that same old problem? The enemy tracking you down. But he shouldn't have never let you got there this morning. You see it? You see it? Huh? Take your shoes off. You're standing on holy ground. Now, here's what the Spirit of God says. The theme of your life, starting now, is victory in every situation. You'll know how to get it. You say, wait a minute. I'm going to worship God. I'm going to get on my face. And I'm going to take my shoes off. Y'all ready for this? Yes. You don't know whether you're ready or not. All the problems, plural, you have this morning become faith training. So every problem you got is a faith trainer. Taking your shoes off is putting my shoes on. The shoes I have made for you. You still there? Listen very carefully, because I received these by divine inspiration, the Holy Ghost. The shift must be placed in neutral so I can push you in your divine setting. The shift must be placed in neutral so I can push you into your divine setting. Taking your shoes off is putting your life in neutral that God can take you to your miracle. We dress with too much stuff. We wearing too much of the world gear. David took that suit off. He said, I haven't proven this. You about to get me killed. I'm going out here with stuff I haven't proven. You about to get me killed. I'm going out here to meet this giant with something I don't know how it works. You about to get me. I'm taking this stuff off. I'm going to trust God. We go after things with too many ideals, too many worldly instructions. That's why we don't win. We have to hear from God and do what God said do about it. And God, then you have divine backup. Lord, have mercy. Faith, the anointing, and the glory. Now, it may be saying, sound like I'm saying the same thing, But I'll say it from another angle so you can get it clear, so you can have them different. Sometimes you see it and you see something more clear if the Lord show you more than one route to it. Taking your shoes off is calling for the supernatural. In other words, taking your shoes off is acknowledging the fact that I'm not going to walk in the natural no more. Not with this situation. See, I'm coming in alignment with your word. Your power, your glory. Your ability. I'm going to say it like, he says, you're about to see my glory. And he says this, glory interruption must be stopped in your life. You almost get there. And Satan interrupt you. But keep flowing my direction. Don't care what it look like. Just flow like I tell you flow. I'll get it done. Huh? I don't need water to put a fire out. I don't need water. God said, tell you, I don't need water to put a fire out. You need water. I don't need no water. I can take the burn out of fire. I don't need no ferry to cross the Red Sea. I don't need no boat to cross the Red Sea. I'll make the Red Sea open up and walk on across. But you got to have your shoes on. They'll go across the Mississippi right out there. They'll go across that river. Naturally, you need some type of a craft to ride in, a skiff or a boat or a ship or something. But God said, I don't need it. You remember that God's song, I'm Bridge Over Troubled Waters? You're building a bridge. You can't, it's an invisible bridge. But you're gonna know how to shift. And I would say this to you, good God Almighty. If things not going as they should go, I would volunteer to take my shoes off. I believe somebody needs to take their shoes off up in here this morning. Just take your shoes off and say, God, look, I'm through with this thing. I'm not going to let you handle it. I'm going to go whatever way you tell me go with it. That's the way I'm going to go. Isn't that wonderful? Not only, I'm seeing this, not only can you take your shoes off when God tell you, you can volunteer to take your shoes off and cry out, I can't handle it. Good God Almighty. You better not never tell God that. I cannot handle it. I'm trusting you. I'm taking my shoes off. I'm taking my ideas off. I'm taking my ways off. I'm taking my thoughts off. No one who's a child of God is defeatable. To defeat me or to defeat you, you got to know how to defeat God. No such thing. But my point is getting in alignment. The church have not seen, oh my goodness. The church have not seen enough of the supernatural. God doing things out of the ordinary. David looked at Goliath and said, I'm coming to you in the name of the Lord. Ten was afraid, but two said, let's go, and we're well able to go do it. They were looking at another, they were taking their shoes off. See, the other 10 kept their shoes on. The 12 spies? Huh? 10 of them kept their own shoes on. They was in fear, worry, anxiety, stress. The other two boys took the shoes off. Said, God said he's going to give it to us. I don't care how big they look. It's ours now. Once God says something, it's mine when he says it. It's not mine when I get it. It's mine when he said it. My word should not return to me void. So I want to say to you right now, you got the word on it, you got your answer. You got the word on it, you got your answer this morning. Just stay on that word. That word will take you places that you can't get by yourself. So you got your answer this morning. God dog it, I don't care what it is. I don't care who it is. I don't care how long it's been. You better hear this preacher here this morning. You got your answer this morning. I don't care if it's sickness, disease, lack, limitation, opposition, obstacles, whatever it is. You got your answer this morning. You're undefeatable. Look at 1 John 4:4. You're undefeatable. He's on the inside of you. God is not in the sky somewhere. God is in you. God is with you. God is for you. God is carrying you. God is holding you. God walking through you. God talking through you. We don't have an absentee God. Sometime with us, sometime he's not with us. He with us all the time. Take your shoes off. You of God, little children. Great is he that's in you and he that's in the world. Look at Romans 8:31. If God is for me, who can be against me? Romans 8:31. Look at Romans 8:32. Romans 8:32. He that spared not his own, I'm clothing, children. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. Look at Romans 8:28, quickly. Romans 8:28. Romans 8:20. How many things? Work together for what? To what? Who? Give me Psalm 23:1. I got a clue, man. The Lord is my shepherd. And what that mean? That mean I shall not want. Psalm 91:1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. Hebrews 12:2. Where you looking? Hebrews 12:2. Where you looking? Who you looking at? Who you looking to? What you looking for? Looking into Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Let me give you a few more keys and then we'll go. Pharaoh didn't want to let the children of Israel go. God had told Moses, take his shoes off. God told Moses, tap Moses on the shoulder, don't go talk to him no more. I'm going this time. Your problem better hear you. Your enemies better hear you. Because God's going to finally tap you on the shoulder. I'm going to handle this. Are y'all seeing this? Take your shoes off. You're standing on holy ground. The reason people don't enjoy God, they don't know him. They have never seen him work. They've sung songs and prayed prayers and read scriptures. But you're not going to really know him until you need him. And he gets you out. And he do something for you that you couldn't do for yourself. Then you're going to lean on him. So then you're going to trust him. I don't know if he's done anything for you out of the ordinary. I don't know if he ever got you out of a tight spot that you couldn't get out yourself. But I'm going to speak for Leroy. He got me out many times. I know I can trust him. I don't need nobody else to tell me a good God. I know personally he's a good God. He delivered me out of many things that the enemy thought he had me. But the Lord brought me out. Anybody here can shout about what God has done for you. It looked like it wasn't going to happen, but he made it happen for me. Anybody here can testify to that? The devil looked like he had me down to the ground, but the Lord lift me up. Anybody want to shout right here? Anybody want to testify right here? Have the Lord done anything for anybody up in here? Anybody want to turn around right now? Turn around, because the Lord's been good to you. Anybody want to wave their hand? Clap their hands and shout, because he's not through with me yet. He's not through with you yet. The Lord not through with you yet. You think you have seen something, but you haven't seen nothing yet. Once you learn how to take them shoes off, whoa, the Lord about to do something else for you. Something out of the ordinary. Something the natural man can't do for you. Something the bank can't do for you. The hospital can't do for you. Something the high sheriff can't do for you. We got a God that got all power in his hand. He told Joshua, said, I want you to march around this wall 7 times. The first 6 times, don't make no noise. But tell them when they go around the 7th round, tell them I want them to blow their horn and I want them to shout. Word of life. We've been going around a long time, but I think it's time to shout. The walls got to fall. The walls of contention, the walls of sickness, the walls of disease got to fall. All limitation got to fall out of our life today. All anger, all strife, all misunderstanding got to fall out of our life today. God trying to get us somewhere. Let that person go. Forgive that person. Ask the Lord to give you forgiveness. God, Papa about to give you a brand new bag. You about to be blessed. I got to close you like you've never been blessed before. Because I see walls falling. Walls of contentment that have been holding you in. Walls that have been holding you to a certain level. I see those walls falling today. The hand of the Lord is upon you. I prophesied like Ezekiel prophesied to the dry bones. Oh, ye dry bones. Oh, yeah, the word of the Lord. The Spirit is about to breathe on you. You're going to have a new life after you leave here today. You're going to live different after you leave here today. Your words are going to be more powerful after you leave here today. Your prayer going to change situation after you leave here today. You better shout. Thank you. How was Jesus brought into the Israel realm? Mary had to take her shoes off. An angel talked to her. Luke chapter 1. The angel explained to her, this is a holy transaction. Mary, you just being used. But you're not going to even have to conceive. Many of you been impregnated with that same seed. God wants to show himself strong in your life. Do you hear me? You got to let him know. See, I'm going to show you what Mary did. You just get your Bible. You stand up. Let me show you what she did and then I'll close. This says Mother's Day, right? Some of y'all came here, the devil thought he had you. You should have never let you got to this service. Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 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 Anybody got any shout in them in here? Hallelujah. Luke 1:34. Then said Mary unto the angel, how should this be, seeing I know not a man? You trying to make me a mama without a man? I'm going to become a mother without a man? That's not normal. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I don't need no natural way to make nothing happen. I don't need no man. I just need you to submit. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Listen. Therefore, also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. When you take your shoes off, holy pregnancy takes place in your life to manifest things in your life that couldn't come in your life no other way. That's why he's telling you to take your shoes off. That he was telling Mary, Mary, take your shoes off. Stop trying to figure this out. I need you to yield. I need you to yield. Somebody better hear me up in here. Somebody need to hear this. I need you to yield. And he told about our cousin. Verse 36, behold, our cousin Elizabeth, too old to have a baby. A husband too old to make a baby. She also conceived a son in her old age. This is 6 months with her, who was called barren. I have the testimony. I prayed one Sunday for you all. A young man came out of Georgia, him and his wife. His wife's testimony is she had been bleeding for 6 or 7 months, and they given a pill trying to stop it, and it wouldn't stop. And doctors told her she would never have no children. She was all messed up on the inside. And they been wanting to come down here, and they finally got down here. It was on a Tuesday. And I was talking, and I said, anybody who want a child, come to the altar. Her and her husband, that was their first time being here. They came to the altar, and I laid a hand on and told her she was pregnant. Went back home, I think it was a month later. She was pregnant. Matter of fact, I took a picture with the baby this week. I mean, the same with my little sister. They told her she couldn't have no children, but I laid a hand on her. They took some parts out. She even adopted a child because she thought she could have none. But then after she adopted the child, she got pregnant. Got the doctors here. Both doctors. When they came here, I don't remember how it just went, but they said I laid a hand on them, and they had a son. The son is here. He's standing right there. Another little doctor. I mean, nobody ever I laid a hand on who wanted to get pregnant. Couldn't. I don't care. Wasn't missing. It haven't failed one time. It have not failed. Got proof. Not 4, not 5, not 6, not 7. It go on and on and on. I can call people and they'll come here and testify. Right now. Supernatural. But I had to take my shoes off. When I laid my hand on, my shoe was off. So I know it wasn't me. All right, let me finish reading. I got to finish. Oh, my God. He told her about the 36th verse. He told her that to encourage her that this is not the first time this happened. I can do things supernatural. That's what he's telling. He's trying to. And so after that, then for with God. Well, I want to scream right now. When you take your shoes off, you leave the impossible zone. And you enter into the possible zone. Here's what happened. Here's when she took her shoes off. Verse 38, she took her shoes off. She took her shoes. You want to know how to take your shoes off? Here you go. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy will. I don't understand a thing. The angel said she got the message and departed from her. My brothers and sisters, today you are standing on holy ground. As I said a few Sundays ago, your problems are on their knees because they know you are their master, because the greater one lives on the inside of me. Say it, the greater one lives on the inside of me. Let's worship him a few minutes. Lift your hand and thank him for what he has said. Tell him we receive it. Whatever you need changed in your life, go ahead and receive it now, because I believe the presence of God is here. And just thank God that you are here. You're here on purpose. You came because you wanted to be here. And just praise him and thank him for the thing that you're about to see that you have never seen before. The changes that are about to take place like never before, by the grace, the love and the mercy and the goodness of our God. Just talk to him a few minutes. Tell him, say, I heard what you said. Tell him, I heard what you said. You were talking to me. I'll never be the same. I'm willing to submit to you fully. Glory to God. Whatever you tell me to do, that's what I'm going to do. Hallelujah, hallelujah. With every eye closed, every head bowed, you here and you have not made Jesus the Lord of your life. You have not become